Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
My mum used to tell me that schools should be schools and not fashion shows when I was attending my school. At that time, I had little or no knowledge of what she was actually trying to say. I was usually like, what is wrong in wearing my baggy jeans at school? Like any other teenager, I had this extremely carefree attitude, which made me not the greatest advocate for school uniforms. Now, being a freshman, I understand I was wrong.
Speaker B.
I am totally against wearing uniforms at school. Firstly, I think it undermines students' ability to think creatively and doesn't let them express their individuality. Secondly, uniforms are culturally incorrect, especially in countries like the USA, Canada, and the UK, where people from different cultures live, or at least try to live, in harmony. I think kids should not look like clones of one another, and what suits one person will be bad for another.
Speaker C. Our history teacher told us an interesting thing about uniforms the other day. Believe it or not, the debate whether there should be uniform at school or not began in the 19th century. I think people generally tend to mess up with traditional things and create something totally new. Yes, this is innovation, I know, but too much of it in everything is wrong. It is the blend of traditional values and innovative techniques that we want.
Speaker D. A lot of my classmates say that wearing a school uniform is boring. Well, I do see that the idea of wearing the same colour and style every day to school actually is boring, but I think there are numerous different ways students can add their personal touch to school uniforms, like a different hairstyle, use of a cool nail polish, or the addition of accessories such as buttons, socks, scarves, and the list can just go on. It's easy and creative and cool.
Speaker E.
As for me, I love designer clothes, but not the fact that they are pretty expensive. I hate to think of what I am going to wear tomorrow for school. Plus, girls usually remember what their classmates wear every day, so they always need something new. I belong to a middle-class family, so I don't really want my parents to spend a fortune on my clothes. School uniforms can considerably cut down the expenses of my family, so I'm okay with uniforms.
Speaker F.
Our school has recently introduced a uniform, and I honestly like it. It may look dull, but believe me or not, I do find that getting dressed in the morning is fine if you know what you have to wear. This can help me get ready in the morning quickly and lessen the chances of missing school. I think one of the best things about uniforms is that you don't have to worry about matching outfits and what goes with your trousers or anything.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
My mum used to tell me that schools should be schools and not fashion shows when I was attending my school. At that time, I had little or no knowledge of what she was actually trying to say. I was usually like, what is wrong in wearing my baggy jeans at school? Like any other teenager, I had this extremely carefree attitude, which made me not the greatest advocate for school uniforms. Now, being a freshman, I understand I was wrong.
Speaker B.
I am totally against wearing uniforms at school. Firstly, I think it undermines students' ability to think creatively and doesn't let them express their individuality. Secondly, uniforms are culturally incorrect, especially in countries like the USA, Canada, and the UK, where people from different cultures live, or at least try to live, in harmony. I think kids should not look like clones of one another, and what suits one person will be bad for another.
Speaker C. Our history teacher told us an interesting thing about uniforms the other day. Believe it or not, the debate whether there should be uniform at school or not began in the 19th century. I think people generally tend to mess up with traditional things and create something totally new. Yes, this is innovation, I know, but too much of it in everything is wrong. It is the blend of traditional values and innovative techniques that we want. Speaker D.
A lot of my classmates say that wearing a school uniform is boring. Well, I do see that the idea of wearing the same colour and style every day to school actually is boring, but I think there are numerous different ways students can add their personal touch to school uniforms, like a different hairstyle, use of a cool nail polish, or the addition of accessories such as buttons, socks, scarves, and the list can just go on. It's easy and creative and cool.
Speaker E.
As for me, I love designer clothes, but not the fact that they are pretty expensive. I hate to think of what I am going to wear tomorrow for school. Plus, girls usually remember what their classmates wear every day, so they always need something new. I belong to a middle-class family, so I don't really want my parents to spend a fortune on my clothes. School uniforms can considerably cut down the expenses of my family, so I'm okay with uniforms.
Speaker F.
Our school has recently introduced a uniform, and I honestly like it. It may look dull, but believe me or not, I do find that getting dressed in the morning is fine if you know what you have to wear. This can help me get ready in the morning quickly and lessen the chances of missing school. I think one of the best things about uniforms is that you don't have to worry about matching outfits and what goes with your trousers or anything.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.